Hello, this is Ian Nutt. It's Saturday morning. I'm driving down to Waterford to see the Waterford Walls Street Art Festival. It happens every year. The festival invites street artists from around the world to come and decorate parts of the city, and it's kind of becoming a fixture on the street art world tour, if you like, and it's quite a fun event, real buzz in the city, and worth going down to see and to take pictures of, which is what I'm doing today. But the reason I'm calling is to talk a little bit about the self-portrait project that you've been running over the last few weeks. So first of all, I'd congratulate you on the last three shows. They've really been excellent. I feel that it's almost a new direction for film photography podcasts, in that you've spent the time and given up, you know, three of your main weekly shows to explore a subject in real depth. The idea of talking to experts who were not necessarily photographers, but experts in their particular field, and able to, again, explore through your conversations and interviews with them, really explore some of the background to the project. I just think is, you know, I've not heard anything quite like that before in a film photography podcast. And so congratulations, it's just been excellent. And I hope that it's a format that you'll think about using again in the future. I mean, this is, as I said, it's eaten up a huge amount of time, and whether you'll reflect on that and think that that's been a good thing, or you'll struggle to kind of give it that much time in the future, I don't know. But if there is an opportunity, as I say, I think that the benefits that this will bring people that have taken the time to listen to the shows and try it out for themselves is massive, and I'm sure it's going to benefit their photography, even if, like me, and we'll talk about it in a second, you know, I've not been completely won over by the idea of self-portrait. Anyway, my own personal attempts, so if people think of my photography, they perhaps think of nighttime shots, TLR work, Neopan Akros, those sorts of things. So being as it was a self-portrait, I used all three of those things. So I set the camera up outside the house, shooting me inside the house, kind of looking out through the window. I was holding a camera, wearing headphones, and in the background was my old Mercedes, my sort of another one of my hobbies. So I got the music, the photography, and the old classic car in the background. And the idea of kind of looking out of the window was a little bit about the frustration that I feel, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there, who think about photography most of the time, you know, that, even though we've got busy day jobs and families and all the other things that eat up our time, you know, given a spare moment or a bit of time to sit down and do something, you know, to have a bit of time to ourselves, chances are it'll be something to do with photography. But, you know, while we think like that, we're not always able to put that into action, into practice, because of all those other pressures, all those other time pressures. So the idea of me being inside, looking outside, was kind of a comment on that sort of frustration of sometimes being stuck in the house when I'd want to get outside and shoot. So it was a fun process. I don't think you've convinced me that I'm going to get into this and start, you know, be like Dee and be taking lots and lots of self-portraits. I've got a million and one things to take pictures of that I think are more interesting than me and certainly better to look at. So, fun process. Loved the shows, as I said, but I'm not completely sure you've won me over. But, yeah, thanks once again. You know, the one-hour challenge a month or so ago got me out taking pictures. This has got me thinking about something different again, and that's all because of your show. So thanks a lot one more time, and check me out at barnabynutt.com is my blog, posting there a couple of times a month. And as of last week, you may have heard, now on the Viewfinder Vikings podcast as well. So hope to speak to you again soon. Cheers, bye.